and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. So I know that you guys don't know this, but I think it's super ironic that I'm doing a podcast about giving yourself permission to start again. And I've had to restart this podcast, this recording, multiple times because of little things, because of the dogs, because of random sounds, because of lighting, because anyway, I've had to restart it. And I was like, okay, Tammy, practice what you preach. Give yourself permission to start again. Two weeks ago, I had an issue where our internet was cut. And we don't live in a neighborhood. We don't live in a place where there's amazing cell service, so I can just use my hotspot. We don't live in an area that it was just easy to overcome. Like, just use something else. And it really made me think about the fact that all of my habits, all of my the systems, the processes, these things that I've been doing, they're all still pretty fragile. When something goes wrong, things crumble. I get flustered, I get frustrated, I have to think of workarounds, and I'm not dead in the water. I'm scrappy, I can figure things out. And I realized how many times in my life I've started over. How many times I've had to give myself permission, and what I know to be true either breaks or is not possible, or it just doesn't work now. And as I talk to you and I look and I listen to my clients and I listen to my friends, and we all talk about how things are going great and then something happens. And I wanted to talk about that today because that happens often. I love Mondays. Mondays are really my favorite day of the week. And with that, it's because it's a fresh start. Every Monday, you have a whole week to look forward to. You have a whole week to plan out. You have a whole week to do what you didn't do last week, or you didn't get to, or things that you want to do. You can put that into your calendar for this next week. I have friends who look forward to Fridays. They want to be done with the week. And one of the things that one of the reasons why I chose Monday was really because when I had kids, toddlers, the weekend would be a refresh. It would be a time for us to, catch up on sleep, get back into our habits, get back into our routine. And Monday, they would go to their Mother's Day out. They would go refreshed. But by the end of the week, they would lose their minds. Like by Friday, we were all done. And see, here we go. Dogs are barking again. It's just what happens. We're going to go with it because this is life. Again, starting over again is not an option at this moment. I'm not going to start over again. But I am going to tell the dogs to stop barking. And so just one moment here. Okay, where was I? Dogs are outside. You'll still probably hear barking, but we're going to go with it. But the kids, by the end of the week, they would have such a full week of, 3 days a week, Mother's Day out for a couple hours a day. We had friends, we'd have play dates, we have just normal life. And so by Friday, we were exhausted and ready for a break. But Monday comes and I feel rejuvenated. I feel like it's get that new sense of motivation, momentum, and I really would just set myself up, how can I be successful this week? How can I help my kids be successful this week? And not by successful, I mean productive, I really mean, how do we do this week well? And being able to start again over and over and over is one of the keys to success. It's when things aren't going the way that you want them to. When you get off track, when you lose your temper, when you lose your mind, which we often do when we have kids. We also often do a lot when we have teenagers. But giving yourself permission to start again, to regroup, to take a beat, to look at what's going right, what's going wrong, what do you like about the way things are going, and where did you get off course? Losing internet for over a week got me off course. I had a plan because I was going to go for a few days. I went to my dad's house, and my dad's house is it's a cute little, it's small little house, perfect for him and his wife. But then we invaded. The four of us invaded, and then the four of my sister and her three kids invaded. So we had eight extra people in this house that two people live in. And so doing work or having any kind of private time, alone time, or like time to yourself is not really possible there. So I had this plan. I planned out how I was going to get ahead on podcast, how I was going to do some, recording for some classes that I have coming up, some workshops, I have a workshop later this weekend or later this week. And I was looking forward to, practicing and making sure all the slides were done. And it didn't happen because everything is online. Now I could go. I did for a little bit. I went down to the neighbors and used theirs. But again, it's not your space. It's still not the same. It's not how I planned it. It's not how I envisioned. It's not, I had to make do. So I had to get okay with putting things down, not having things the way I really wanted them to be, and doing the best I could. I also had to be okay with starting over with some of the things, because with that, it was a little bit of a rough week, because the kids, when they don't have internet, they also can't do some of their schoolwork. And so all of these things built up, and it got me off course. And it's so funny how when one thing changes, when one thing doesn't work out, how many other things fall. And I'm telling you, my daily routines went by the wayside. My daily habits, my daily desires, getting up in the morning, my big three that I do every morning, those didn't happen. Those had nothing to do with the internet. And yet, because my day was thrown off, everything was thrown off. Well, I had to make a decision to start again. I had to make a decision to give myself grace and say, okay, this is what works. This is what doesn't. And I want to just ask you, what in your life do you need to give yourself grace and permission to start again? What is it, whether it's a habit, a daily habit? Is it a health goal? Is it a money goal? Is it trying to build for the future, pay off debt? Is it trying to lose weight? Is it trying to eat healthier? Is it trying to, wash your face in the morning? Is it trying to walk every day? Is it trying to build a business? Is it trying to step into your purpose? Is it trying to parent a certain way? What is it? Is it trying to build a ministry? Is it trying to build a quiet time? Is it trying? There's so many things that we're building. And it's crazy because we're typically building multiple things at a time. We don't ever get to focus just on one thing. So giving yourself permission to start over is like a gift you can give yourself every day. When I finally got internet, and it was the day before we left, and you know when you're about to leave for a couple of days, the day before you leave, you're not worrying about work. You're worrying about cleaning out the refrigerator, getting all the dishes done, make sure all the trash is out in the house, making sure everything's laid out for the pet sitter, making sure that, laundry's done. Making sure that you are I like coming home to it doesn't have to be spotless, but it's a picked up. So I don't like to be, when I come home, I don't want to feel like I'm thrown into the rush of things. And so that's what I spent the last day before we head out. And last week anyway was a stressful week because it was Heaven's Day. We had that on top of it. And it's really interesting just how from year to year, how that is different and how it affects, you know, me a little different than my daughter and a little different than my son and those around us. But it does affect us. So all of those little things I had to take into consideration when I gave myself grace to start again. And I think that is the strength. That is what keeps those who are successful and those who become victims or those who fall short or those who long for a different life but can't actually get one. That's what's different is those of us who are willing to start again. To give yourself grace and say, okay, that didn't quite work as I wanted, or I was great for, you know, 15 days. I was crossing off my habit tracker and keeping those habits going. And, you know, I was so close to 21 days. And it's like, what? 21 days is not the real amount of time anyway. It's more like 67 to like infinity, really, to build a habit. Because the way we're wired is one thing can throw us off. And there's a lot of things in our life. And so when I regrouped and in our 11-hour drive home, I had time to really ask myself some questions about what part of my habits do I want to keep? What parts are not really serving me now? What parts do I need to set down until I can get momentum again? And what was working that I need to pick back up? Because though it may have been difficult or hard or didn't really enjoy it, I know that it was getting the results that I needed. And, you know, one of those is this morning, I didn't go to the gym because going to the gym this morning, I have a list of things I needed to get done. And I was like, well, what's the most important? It's like, okay, well, I need to center my morning. So I really need to start with my quiet time. I need to sit and I need to journal and I need to ask myself, okay, like set up the week properly. So I put the gym later this afternoon. It's okay to change things. It's okay to be flexible. It's okay to not be so rigid with your habits. Yes, getting up first thing in the morning and jumping and, you know, going to the gym and working out is definitely a benefit and it definitely helps me. But I also know that XYZ helps me more. That this, if I won't be able to focus on working out if I have these things looming over me. And so I shifted today. Today doesn't look like the rest of the week is going to look. Today, like it is a day that it's going to be a catch-up day. I'm going to recenter myself. I'm going to start again with those things that I know works. What in your life do you need to restart? What was going really well? And then, you know, someone in the family got sick or you had to, you know, one of your normal things that the gym decided not to, you know, was closed for an afternoon or whatever it may be. Like there's so many things. I don't need to give you examples because I'm sure if you just look at your day, you can already see things that are going to derail you. And if we allow them to derail us and knock us over, it's a whole heck of a lot harder to get back up. But if we allow them to say, okay, this is, you know, I was explaining to my daughter why I love having routines, why I love having a bedtime, why I love having a wake time, why I love having, you know, these are my systems and processes, even for my personal life, not just my business life. It was like the whole point of having habits and having a routine is when you get off of them, it's a lot, your body is in tune to them. And so you can get back on them quicker, get back into homeostasis, getting back into harmony, getting back into aligned with what works. And she was doing her, like, she has a lot of sleep issues. Like we've had a lot of sleep studies. And so sleeping is a big deal for her. And so when she gets in a good routine, then it's like the whole house is happier. And a few things, and it threw off her routine. And so she wasn't going to bed at the time that she needed, and she wasn't getting up the time she needed. And so then she'd be frustrated at herself because she slept longer than she wanted to, and she couldn't do her plan. And, you know, it just snowballed. And so we had to reset and say, okay, How did you get back? How, you know, what systems did you put in place to get back to your routine? Well, I shouldn't take a nap today. No, you shouldn't. In fact, you should never take a nap, because every time you take a nap, even if you just rest for a few minutes, it turns out being way longer than it needs to be. And then you don't sleep at night. So let's look at that and make the changes. And so, can I ask you, like, what do you really want to say at the end of the day? How can you refresh? How can you start something new? How can you reset what you've already been doing and give yourself that new momentum of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This new motivation of Monday morning, here we go. Things don't work. Life doesn't work out how you want it to. And we have the power in our decisions to start again. We have power in our choices, in our thoughts, in controlling our feelings. We know science shows that our thoughts are what trigger our feelings. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's because of the thoughts that you're thinking. So let's go back to the thoughts and say, okay, what am I thinking about? Well, I'm thinking of all the things that I got off track. And if I started listing them, yeah, I got overwhelmed. I got disheartened. I felt like, well, I felt like a failure because I was doing the things I needed to do. And then I let life derail me. And so instead of that, I was like, no, that's not the thought that I want. I don't feel overwhelmed. So I want to feel like I feel like I'm in control, and I'm empowered to get back on track. And so it's like, what thought do I need to think? Well, what I need to think is that one step at a time is how a habit's built. So I started writing down all the one steps that I can take. I just brain dumped it. They're not in order. They're not in any particular pattern, or even like, they're not even in like categories. It's just, I just brain dumped all the first steps. And then I picked one, just one. Because that one step is what triggers the next step. And part of that was, okay, giving myself, like, writing down all the things that I need to do now that I have internet, all the things I need to go back and check on, and I get to recenter. But I just want to encourage you today that starting over, you're not starting from the beginning. This was big for me, is because I am so hard on myself. I like to get things right. I work really hard to make sure I know what I'm doing and how to do it. It paralyzes me if I don't know what I'm doing and how to do it. And so I've been really taking steps to, if I don't know how to do it, it's okay. I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. It's okay. Just take the first step that I know that God's telling me to take. And so with that, I was like, okay, that's why I went and just wrote a bunch of first steps. Not 5 and 6 steps down the road, not all of the things that I needed to do, but okay, all of the first steps that I needed to take to get back on track. And then I just took one. And then I'm going to take the next one. And then I get to celebrate each little moment that I am choosing to get back to where I want to be. I'm choosing to take control over my actions, the decisions that I make, because it's the decisions that I make that control the actions that I take, which control the results that I get. We have so much more power than we realize. And it all starts with a thought. When you decide what you want to think, and the difference between thinking is, oh, I'm a failure and I'm never going to get caught up. And you know what? Today's the day I'm going to get caught up in one area. I'm going to start taking those minute steps, those tiny steps forward, and I'm going to feel great about it. Even just saying that, I feel more motivated and more excited to do things. And so I just want to encourage you today. What do you need to regroup? What do you need a reset? What do you need to give yourself grace for and say, okay, things have been going good, but they can be better. Let me reset. Let me reconnect with my why. Let me reconnect with my priorities and my values. Let me reconnect with the things that matter to me most, because I got so busy about the doing that I forgot about who I was being. But I am being Tammy, who is, you know, when I am being centered, when I am being the person who reflects her values and her priorities, things work out a lot easier. When I'm being the mom and spending time with my kids, even with that, I have more time to get my work done. I have more time to keep my habits and recenter and all the things. But get back to who you're being in the first step. When you do that, it gives you that grace to know that our life is not this long, like these goals that are so long that we can't even manage them. Those, we have a vision, because without vision, people perish. Without a vision, we don't have a direction to fight for, and it is worth fighting for. And that's this, your habits, your daily actions, your daily intention, who you're being today is worth fighting for. So take this Monday or whatever day you listen to this podcast and let it be like a refresh for you. Decide what is one thing that if I decide to start over right now. And what I was saying earlier is even when you're starting over, you're never starting from the beginning because you have so much more information now. There are things now that as I'm going back to doing more social media, I have data on what works and what doesn't, what's working for me and what isn't getting the results that I want. And so it doesn't have to be the same way it was before. I get to shift it and make it and use the information I have to start again from a different spot, from a different place of power, from a different place of results. And it feels great. So what can you start again? Whether it is a daily walk, a daily quiet time, is it, eating healthy? Is it eating your vegetables? Is it starting a ministry? Are you stepping into who you're called to be? Are you stepping into who you're called to be today? And you want to take another step. You want to, discover more about, okay, how did God wire me? Because I know there's more in my heart. There's more in my desire. And I'm just trying to figure out what this more is, what legacy I can leave, what my passions are, what my strengths and talents and gifts are, so I can step into who God created me to be. Because even, friend, that's a process that you'll be going along and getting along. And then something shakes and you're like, well, was everything that I fought for, was that worth it? Am I on the right track? Is that even the right purpose? And from all of those little moments, you get to ask yourself, okay, well, what's worth keeping? And where did I go off course? You get to decide what do I want to think about this purpose that I'm holding? Do I want to decide today that it's worth it? Even if it's uncomfortable, even if I have to get out of my comfort zone and I have to struggle, even if I have to sacrifice. I asked myself yesterday, while we were driving, what are you willing to sacrifice to get what you want? And what are you not willing to sacrifice? I'm not willing to sacrifice my relationship with my kids, but I am willing to sacrifice some comfort that I have grown accustomed to. Like in the evening, watching some TV is like, no, I've got a couple of things I need to learn. So I am willing to sacrifice my TV time to use that for research or for writing. And I wrote that down in my planner, like, what am I willing to sacrifice? Because when I write it down, I can see it and I'm like, yeah, and it motivates me. And this is the same thing when I start things anew. What am I willing to sacrifice to get back into those habits, into that I want? So friend, I know I've said a lot of things today. I know, and I've said a lot of things and I've said a little bit of the same thing of give yourself permission to start again. You're not starting over. Even if those resolutions that you set at the beginning of the year, it's a new month, it's a new day, it's a new week, it's a new hour, it's a new minute. You're allowed to start over every minute if you want to. You're allowed to give yourself permission to look at your day as a, let me just look at today only, and how can I be successful today? Because if you're successful today, and then you choose tomorrow to look at it and see how you can be successful, and then you are successful for second day, you're creating that life that you want. And success, again, you get to define that word, success? What is successful to you? What does it mean to you to be successful? Because all of our definitions are not the same, which is why we're not striving for the same thing. Why our purposes are not the same. Even if they may look similar, we may have similar talents or strengths. Our purpose, what we are wired to do, what was laid out for us before the beginning of time, is not the same. So friend, I want to give you permission today to take a deep breath and ask yourself, what can I start again? What do I get to give myself grace for? And do I get to renew my sense of purpose? And if you're looking for a sense of purpose, let me just tell you, I have a workshop coming next month. It is how to discover your purpose and live it. This is the question that I get so often. People come to me and say, Tammy, I feel like there's more that I want to discover my purpose. I want to live my purpose. I want to step into my life and I don't just want to be numb. I just don't want to manage things anymore. I want to experience fulfillment and joy and impact. And so I've created this workshop from these questions and these things that that I keep getting asked. And it's like, okay, there's something here. How can I help? And so it's a free workshop and I would love for you to join. So in the show notes, there will be a link and just click that, save your seat. I know it's a month away. Save your seat anyway, because there is limited seating. And because I really want it to be an intimate, I want to be able to answer questions. And I want you to walk away with a renewed sense of you can do this, that it's not that hard to discover your purpose and live it. What's hard is acknowledging and giving yourself permission to go for it. So with that, friend, sign up for the workshop and reach out. If you don't want to wait the month, reach out to me today and let's talk about what's possible for you. I have a coaching spot available if you want to start the coaching journey, if you want to see what your life could look like over the next couple of months, how getting rid of some of these expectations and stepping into who you're called to be, how fulfilling and light it feels, how aligned and how the yoke is light, contact me and let's chat. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.